Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten them with a shotgun. He tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle Kelly, makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their realities, so turn the sound up and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina.
Hey there, everybody. Thank you for that song, HD Flat Beats. You're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and I am your host, Mr. Dabalina. Last month, me and a bunch of other prank callers celebrated the prank call holiday known as Ding Timber for all of September. And if you don't know what Ding Timber is, I'm going to tell you, calm down, don't worry. Ding Timber is where you, the listener, goes out and leaves a note on a car that says, "I'm sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call back. We'll talk about insurance. Here's my phone number," and you leave them with my phone number, and then you sign the note with the name Roy. And this beloved family tradition causes tons of people to call me up and be like, "What the hell?" Because here's the thing. The people that leave these notes on cars saying I dinged their car, they don't actually ding their car. They just leave the note, and they don't cause any damage at all. In fact, that's against the rules of Ding Timber. But even though the note leaver didn't leave damage, the car owner always seems to find damage. You know, there's some scrape on their car that they never noticed before, and they're like, "Ooh, this must be the one. I can get $1,000 out of this just by reporting it to this guy's insurance." So they think it's going to be a payday. It's a fun time of the year. So since I didn't do a show in Ding Timber, I'm going to do a bunch of Ding Timber calls in this episode, starting with this one, which is an incoming call. And this lady is not very happy about almost becoming my latest TikTok co-star.
Hello.
Hello, Roy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Trina.
Hey.
Thank you so much for putting the note. Where did you ding it? Because that's actually a loaner.
Oh, yeah. Did you turn it in yet? They probably didn't even notice. It was just...
No, I haven't. My car isn't ready. After 2 weeks, they still can't figure out how to fix it.
Ah. Oh, I see. Yeah, it was just in the back seat. I think I ripped some of the seat with my shoe by accident. I'm sorry about that.
You did what?
I ripped some of the seat with my shoe.
You ripped some of the seat with your shoe.
Yeah, I was laying in the seat. And you know those Back to the Future shoes? Those ones from Back to
the... Wait, you were inside the vehicle?
Yeah, and I got these awesome shoes.
Were you inside the vehicle?
They have metal on them. Oh, I was going to do a TikTok prank on you, but you took too long to come back. So I just gave up, and I left your car. But then I felt bad about messing up the seat like that. I'm so sorry. I'm so aware.
So is the rear seat?
Yeah, the back seat. I was laying down in it. I was gonna pop up, with my camera on when you took off, and try and scare you.
So why would you have gone inside someone's vehicle? I guess.
Oh, I already told you. I didn't tell you that. I'm a TikTok prankster, and I was gonna pop up and scare you for a TikTok video.
Well, you say you dinged my car, so I was looking on the outside, and I didn't see anything.
Oh, no, I dinged the inside, the seat, with my shoe.
Like, you mean like the leather is ripped?
Yeah, just along the seam, though. I think you can probably sew it back together.
Well, no, that's not my car.
I sprayed some sneezing powder stuff in your car. And I was hoping,
so you go around looking for unlocked cars?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just was that day because I was going to do a TikTok prank where I...
The day that I didn't lock my car, someone enters my... like I said, it's not even my vehicle. So...
Yeah, why are you on speakerphone?
Because I'm preparing to do something.
Oh, okay. What are you preparing? Uh-huh. What are you preparing to do?
Okay, so... I guess you're going to have to give me your insurance company information.
Oh, well, I don't have a car. But, I mean, like, if you want me to buy some, you know, a patch or something to put on the seat.
No, you can't do that. That's not my car. That vehicle, like I said, is a loaner from Suburban.
They might not even notice because it's kind of on the side. It's where my foot was reaching over the side a little bit, and I think it just kind of poked in there, and then it got stuck, and I...
So you trespass on private property.
Well, it's a rental.
It don't matter. It wasn't your vehicle.
I know, but it's not yours either. But I was going to pop up and scare you.
I'm responsible for it.
I was going to pop up and scare you. I sprayed a sneezing powder, a liquid supposed to make people sneeze, and I was going to pop up and say, kazoon tight, or bless you, or whatever.
Oh, my God. No, that can get you harmed.
Oh, no, no. I was just supposed to scare you, and then I was going to jump out of the car. And
But you shouldn't be in someone's vehicle.
I know. I was going to be like, I thought you were my Uber.
I can't believe that you would open the door in someone's vehicle.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to lock your doors because people walk by and check your doors. And
But once again, like I said, my vehicle locked behind me, and when I got on the bus, I realized I didn't lock it, but surely I didn't expect to hear this from someone.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't mean any harm. You know, I looked in the glove box and the console and everything. I just want to make sure there wasn't a gun so I didn't get shot. But I didn't steal.
The gun would be on the driver, not in the car.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I didn't steal anything is what I'm saying, though. Like, I'm not a thief.
But you trespassed on someone's private property, Roy.
Oh.
Don't you see that as being problematic?
Yeah, I mean, if it was private property, but it's just a rental.
It is private property. Yeah. It don't belong to you. And private property is anything that doesn't belong to you. Well, thanks for telling me. I'll have to bring this to their attention.
To who? Oh, theirs, yeah. Yeah, just let me know. I'll be happy to, get a iron-on patch or something.
No, you're going to have to resolve it with them.
Okay.
They'll tell you.
That's fine, too.
What they expect.
I'll definitely do it. You know, I'll make it right. I'll fix that rip. But, you know, I just have these shoes that have metal on them. They're those Back to the Future 2 shoes that self-lace themselves.
Oh, my gosh. I got to call them and tell them.
Yeah, tell them about the Back to the Future 2 shoes. Did you know how they
I'm not going to tell them that. I'm going to tell them that someone entered that car unauthorized, but you did leave a note. You said you dinged it. So I was looking around for dings, and I didn't see any dings.
Don't tell them that rentals are private property, though. That makes you sound kind of dumb.
No, it is. No. Anything that don't belong to you,
is a rental.
Unauthorized.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Thanks for leaving the note. I mean, the fact that you left a note, it must be pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's ripped.
You're talking about,
two different directions it's ripped, kind of, because the piece of metal got
stuck. Oh, my gosh. I got to call them right now.
Yeah, you can probably just patch it, though, or sew it up.
That's not up to, I'm going to call Suburban.
Okay. You'll see it in there.
Right.
Yeah, you'll see it in there. It would have been funny, though, if I would have popped up.
No, it's not funny, Roy. This is not funny.
It would have been an experience for you.
Like, no, it wouldn't have been an experience. Oh, you would have gotten shot. That's what would have happened.
No, you wouldn't shoot someone over that.
No, because you were in a private vehicle.
I wasn't going to touch you or anything. I was just going to pop up.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
I was going to just run out the door and say...
No, I got to go. I got to go. I got to call Suburban before they close.
I was going to run out the door real quick and just say, I'm sorry, I thought you were my Uber. That was going to be the joke.
I'd
just run away.
The joke may end up being on you. So, thank you for leaving the note. I appreciate it.
I actually did it to someone else that day, and I don't know.
Okay, I got to go.
They didn't think it was funny either, but...
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Nothing. Who's this?
Oh, it's Roy. Where are you at?
Who's Roy?
Oh, I left a note on your car because I used your battery that one day.
Oh, I'm currently at my house.
Oh, cool. What are you doing there? You watching TV?
Nope, just sitting outside.
Oh, you playing on your phone?
Yeah.
Cool. You doing the TikToks?
No.
Oh. Yeah, sorry I dinged your car. I was just, I needed a battery.
Huh.
I had to jump my truck.
Okay.
So I used up your battery and it started. I got my truck going.
Okay, sweet.
And so your battery didn't run down, did it?
It did not, no.
Oh, that's good. It probably charged itself back up. Probably if I would have had to crank it for a while, I probably would have just drained your whole battery and I wouldn't have got mine going.
Okay.
We got lucky there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could I ask how you started your truck?
Oh, you're cutting out really bad. What happened?
Can I ask how you got into my truck to jump yours by chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I used a coat hanger to just reach up underneath the hood part and grab that latch and yank it open. It took some doing, but I got it.
Huh.
Yeah, they're not, those latches aren't that secure, really. You just use a coat hanger.
I'd really appreciate it if you didn't do that, because, I mean, I'd rather have you come up and knock on my door.
Well, I had to get my truck going.
I know, but I'd rather have you or instead of. No.
Ah, you're fading out again. You're turning into a robot. Okay, well, I won't do it again. I was just, I thought
you live in our neighborhood, or
yeah, I'm here in the neighborhood. I just was afraid you might say no.
Oh, well, I'm always likelihood to help somebody, but
Yeah, I didn't know that though, so I just thought I'd ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay, I'm glad you're not angry with me.
Yeah, no, I'm just... Yeah.
I'll pay it forward, I promise.
Alrighty. Yeah, just ask next time before you go on the,
Well, I prefer to ask. I ask for forgiveness instead of permission. That's my motto.
Yeah, but, one time you'll probably cross the wrong person and... You don't know how that's going to go.
I'll kick their ass if they try anything with me.
Yeah, I'm that person. If I would have came out and saw you, things would have gone south real quick.
Oh,
I'm glad I didn't come out.
You would have got your ass kicked. Lucky for you, you didn't come out.
I don't know if I'll get my ass kicked by a 12-gauge, but...
I don't have a 12-gauge.
Well, I do, so...
Yeah, okay.
I'd just be careful.
Well, you just can't come out and, shoot people. That's against the law. That's murder. So don't go.
If you're touching our property,
don't go around murdering people, okay?
Well, just don't be touching our property like that.
Okay.
Our neighborhood's not like that.
You know what? I think murdering's worse than touching people's property.
Well, I'd rather have you come up and knock my door at whatever time at night instead of you getting into my truck, popping my hood with a coat hanger,
and
using my own stuff.
Yeah. But, this is a nice little neighborhood here, and we're not supposed to be murdering each other. So knock it off with your tough guy talk that's not even real.
If you live in the neighborhood, you should have pushed your truck home instead of getting into my truck.
Well, what I did was easier, so calm the fuck down, Jenny.
Next time, knock on my door.
No, I won't. I'll ask for forgiveness again. Thank you for forgiving me this time.
That's not right.
Yeah, but you forgave me, and you're nice about it, so thank you.
Yeah, but next time, just knock on somebody's door. Don't leave notes.
Okay.
Don't open up somebody's car.
All right.
Don't matter if it's co-hanger.
Thanks for all that advice. My advice for you is not to go around threatening murder on people when you know you're not really going to murder anybody.
Well, if you're going to touch my personal property.
You know you're not a murderer. I know you're not a murderer. You're a good person.
All right. Go ahead. Try again. Don't step foot on my property.
Oh, I might, because I like to go in people's backyards sometimes and just look at the stars.
Well, you can't go on to people's property either.
What'd you say about the call being recorded?
It's You can't go on other people's property, dude.
Oh, but before that, you said this call will be recorded?
Nothing's recorded here, so...
Oh, I swear, I could have swore I just heard a female voice say this call will be recorded.
Nope.
Are you sure you're not trying to trick me? You didn't get all sneaky and push the recording button, did you?
No, I'm not.
You're
not supposed to be on people's property.
Come on. You hit the recording button.
I've got cameras around my house, so if you want to come by, you'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, you need to stop making prank calls to me. This isn't funny. Don't be prank calling your neighbors.
I'm making prank calls on you.
You did too.
You wrote a note on my truck.
What are you talking about?
You left it there. Into my truck.
You're making things up.
By using a coat hanger. And you used my personal property.
Did you forget to push the recording button on the beginning of your prank call and you're just now pressing it?
My prank call, you fucking called me, dude.
No, you called me. You definitely called me.
No, I did not. You called me.
I know that you called me. Come on. You're being silly. You're doing this for the sake of the recording, aren't you?
Dude, I'm just sitting here playing on my phone.
You are
watching my dog run around.
You're a sneaky little boy pushing that recording button and then pretending you didn't do it.
Dude, come by right now.
For what? No. I don't know where you live.
How'd you get into my truck?
I didn't get into your truck. What are you talking about? I never did anything like that.
Yes, you fucking did. You just said it all.
No, I didn't.
You said you took you.
Oh, let's hear the recording of that then.
You used a coat hanger. You popped my hood because it was so easy.
No, you said that stuff to me. You called me up and you're just being weird at me. I understand. I used to make prank calls.
My call log says you just called me.
I used to make prank calls too.
There's no record of me calling you.
There's not a record of me saying any of that stuff either, is there?
You just said it all.
Is there a record of it?
Yeah, there is. Saying that you just called me.
Okay. Well, I don't appreciate you saying you're going to murder me. You need to stop with all that murder talk.
I appreciate you going through my shit, fuck bitch.
I don't appreciate you pretending you didn't hit the record button.
Well, I didn't hit the record button. So
you sneaky little guy.
I'm going to find you and fuck you up myself on your property.
You're a
sneaky. See how you fucking like it.
You're a sneaky little boy, aren't you? You're so sneaky. You hit that record button. And then you're like,
you think you're so funny.
And then you're like,
get away with the shit.
I didn't hit the record button. I didn't push it. There was no voice that said this call's being recorded.
Dude, come on my property. You'll catch a fucking 9mm through your fucking skull.
I thought it was a 12 gauge.
I've got multiple in this house. Keep fucking trying me, dude.
You're not allowed to go around murdering people. Stop threatening to murder
people.
If
you're going to step foot on my property, you're going to fucking find out.
I never said I would come on your property. That's...
You did it once before.
No, I didn't.
You said you were going to do it again, so...
No. No.
Keep trying me.
Nothing like that happened. This is your weird little prank call, and you're not doing very good at it.
No, listen, you need to get better at prank calls. You fucking con.
You should listen to prank calls on the internet and maybe get better at them.
Dude, you just need to get a fucking life.
Are you on iPhone or Android?
Don't fucking worry about it.
Well, I just wondered, like, what button do you have to accidentally press to make it say this call is being recorded?
Dude, accidentally come back to my fucking yard.
I've never been in your yard.
What the fuck happened?
I don't even know where you live.
So how'd you put the fucking note on my truck?
I didn't put a note on your truck. You're prank calling me.
How the fuck would I get your number, dumb fuck?
Will you stop crying, honey?
No, I'm going to fucking find you, dude.
Don't cry. Like, I feel bad when people cry. You're going to make me start to feel like I need to cry.
No, dude. For real. Now you're recording me.
What was that noise?
Oh, must be your fucking balls hitting the ground.
Shit. Can you believe that guy pushing the record button and then just pretending he didn't, even though we both clearly heard the voice say it's being recorded? He was probably like, oh crap, I didn't know I was going to do that. He was being so sneaky. All right, next, we have got an FBI agent. And you won't know that she's an FBI agent at the beginning. You're only going to know when she goes, actually, I'm an FBI agent. That's where I work. I'm a very important person
who does a bunch of things that you just wouldn't understand. This is a call from last year.
Hello, this is Lisa.
Oh, hey, Lisa. It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I'm just...
Okay.
In a meeting. Hold on.
With who?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay,
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
What kind of meeting was it?
It's a work meeting. Anyways, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, I thought your car resembled... your car did resemble my ex-girlfriend's car, and we had a really bad breakup, and I thought it was hers. I just went nuts on the side of your car with a wiffle ball bat.
What are you talking about?
I was just beating the side of your car with a wiffle ball bat because I was angry. I thought my ex-girlfriend was here.
Okay.
Which was weird because, you know, she lives like 3 states away. So I just started beating the side of your car with a wiffle ball bat. And then
what do you want to do about this?
I'm just apologizing. I don't think there's any damage because it was a wiffle ball bat.
There is damage. Oh. There's quite a significant amount of damage. So
is it wiffle ball bat damage?
I don't know what type of tool you used damage my car.
Oh,
Do you want my insurance company number? Because we don't really need to converse. So do you want my...
We don't.
I have your phone number, so I can have my insurance contact yours.
I mean, you called
me. You
want
to go ahead and text me?
So you must have wanted to converse.
You told me to call you.
Yeah.
You told me to call you, so that's what I did. That's how we get this started.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for mansplaining that to me, Lisa.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. So you want to go ahead and text me or give me a screenshot of your insurance?
Well, can I see a screenshot of all that wiffle ball bat damage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Well, you said you saw it. Well, it was nighttime, so you didn't see it. So you send me your information, and then our insurance companies will discuss it amongst each other. Does that sound good, Roy?
Okay, but you don't want to send me those photos of all that wiffle ball bat damage? Are you sure there's wiffle ball bat damage?
Your insurance company will have it.
It sounds like you're lying, maybe.
I'm positive. It sounds like you are.
Why would I lie?
I don't know who you think you're talking. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but your little scam's gone far enough.
A scam?
I'm actually an FBI agent, so I think you need to stop.
Lisa, you're not an FBI agent, and that is illegal to impersonate a federal employee.
Send me your information now.
Oh, I noticed you didn't deny that you were lying about being an FBI agent.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So were you at a work meeting with the FBI where all those people were yelling a bunch? That was a very unorganized FBI meeting that I heard there.
First of all, unorganized isn't an English word. It's called disorganized. Quit wasting my time. Send me your insurance.
Are you picking on my English skills now? Lisa, I am not a smart man. So you shouldn't pick on me for, you know, being less smart than you. Not less smart, but dumber than you.
No wonder your girlfriend hates you. Delete my number, you stupid fool.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my wiffle ball bat out. And you know what I'm going to do with it? It's probably best she hung up there because, you know, I don't want to threaten an FBI agent.
Hi, this is Jasper. I got your paper written on your name that you mentioned, like Carol, and you incidentally hit my car at the Costco. So anytime, please call me back. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, is this Jasper?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Carol.
Yes.
I think I left a note on your car.
Yeah, I mean, so what actually happened?
Oh, I was wearing a Apple... I was wearing one of those virtual reality headsets.
Huh?
And I ended up going inside your car. Because I was in a virtual world. And I didn't realize I was in your car.
So, say again?
I'm not sure if a ding really happened in real life or not. My realities were a little bit skewed. Because... I thought I was in my own car, but I ended up in your car while I was at the Costco.
Yeah, so the door was open, you said?
Yeah, I was doing virtual reality. You know, I had one of those headsets on, and I was playing a game. And I guess I walked over to your car and got inside your car, but I thought I was still in my car. So
the door is open?
So the door is open?
Well, I guess I opened it. And I thought I was just opening a door in the game, in my virtual reality game. I was wearing virtual reality goggles.
No. So you mean like you opened my car?
Yeah, I opened your car. I got in there.
How you opened it?
I guess I went in the back door because I was in your back seat. And I was rooting around in there, and I was looking for things. I was going through the glove box and the center console and under the seats and looking up in the sun visors for stuff.
You steal something?
No, I think I just stole stuff from the game.
So how come you open my vehicle? I mean, I just want to know.
It's because I didn't know I was in your car. I was playing virtual reality while my husband was inside Costco.
But how you opened my vehicle? Just want to know. Did you have a key or you?
I had an your car unlocks with a little electronic thing, right?
Say again?
Does your car unlock with a button that you push on your keychain?
No.
Okay, yeah, it must have been unlocked then.
Unlocked from the buttons?
I think it was just unlocked. The back seat must have been unlocked. Maybe your back door is going to lock. Did you forget to lock the back door?
No, I...
What did Roy write on the note?
Oh, but everything is okay? Did you hit it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just scratched up kind of your door inside your car because my virtual reality goggles got caught on the door. And they have sharp edges on them.
Well, you got to fix it, though. I mean...
Yeah, did you see the damage?
Yeah.
What kind of damage was there? Like lots of scratching?
Yep. Yeah, I just go get it now, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was in your glove box. I was looking around in the sun visors.
I mean, you just opened, like, everything in my car? I mean, you touched it everywhere?
I looked everywhere, but I was in virtual reality, so I didn't realize it until after. What did the notes...
What did you take?
Roy left
the note.
Did you
take anything out?
Oh, I may have, I don't know. But I think you, I just...
No.
I think I just took stuff out in virtual reality.
So did you took something out from my vehicle?
Yeah. Either it was your vehicle or it was I took it out of virtual reality.
I don't care about virtual reality. I'm gonna call the cops, okay? What'd you steal from my car?
I didn't steal anything. If I did, it was an accident. Because I thought I was in my car and I thought I was stealing stuff from my own car.
No, but you said you took something, but did you take anything from my car?
Oh, yeah, lots of things. But I think...
You took...
What? What did the note say? What did Roy write in the note?
Let me see. Are you okay or, like, I don't know?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. My name's Carol.
So where did you live?
We left shortly before you arrived.
No, where do you live?
We live in our house.
No, like which town?
Oh, the same town here in New York.
St. Cloud?
Oh, yeah, same town here in New York. I just have a Connecticut phone number.
No, where do you live? I just want to know.
Oh, in the blue house? Kind of down the street. No. Down the street from Mrs. Steuben.
Oh, come on. No, I'm asking, what town do you live?
Sir, I'm a surgeon, and I make a lot of money. And I live in a very nice blue house.
So in what town do you live? I'm asking, like, St. Cloud or where?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Huh?
How did you know that? St. Cloud, how'd you know that?
I'm just asking because that's so... stupid. I mean, you opened my door. I'm going to call the police, actually.
No.
Did you check anything?
I don't know if I stole anything. I don't think I did. I think I just stole stuff in virtual reality.
What? What do you mean by virtual reality? How come you open my car if you don't know the password and if you don't have the key?
I was wearing virtual reality goggles, and I didn't know that I got out of my car and got into your car. I think I think your car was unlocked.
What?
I think your car was unlocked.
No, it was not unlocked. It was locked.
I don't know, because how did I get in it so easy? I couldn't even see. I had virtual reality goggles on my face.
So what do you mean by virtual reality goggles? What do you mean by that?
You know, I was playing a computer game, and I had goggles on my face. It's like I didn't know where I was. I think I was in your car.
No. So did you take something out from my car?
Yeah, I took so much stuff. I took so many things.
What?
Oh, I took this and that. You know, I just bloop bloop bloop. I just gathered it all up. It's like I thought I was in a video game, so I was gathering loot.
So can you come through there and bring my stuff? I'm coming there.
I was hitting buckets, and the buckets would the buckets would explode, and they would shoot out loot everywhere, and I would just grab it all up and put it in my pockets.
So do you want to keep my stuff back? Are you bringing, or should I call the cop?
Well, what stuff's missing of yours?
Huh?
What stuff is missing from your car?
A lot.
Like what?
My wallet.
Your wallet?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a wallet.
So what you took from my car then?
excuse me. I'll have to go boot up the game and look at my inventory. And see exactly what. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I got the giggles. I'll have to check my inventory.
What the hell? I'm going to have a police complaint against you now.
No, don't do a complaint. I got two strikes. Don't do it.
I don't care because you scratch my car, right?
Yeah, just a little bit on the inside. You don't even see it. It's fine.
No.
Look, man, don't be a narc, man. Don't be a narc.
No. How dare you? How dare you unlock my car? How dare you?
Well, no, I think it was already unlocked.
No, it's locked. Locked it.
I was just building up my inventory so I could get to the next level of my game.
I don't care about your game. You need to seem real, okay? You can't just steal and get into someone's vehicle.
The game was in your car, though. I was playing the game inside your car. What were you buying at Costco?
It doesn't matter.
Well, did you buy anything? I mean, you left your wallet in the car.
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
I have a lot of, my cards in my phone, so I can buy anything. That's none of your concern.
Okay, well, I don't know. I wouldn't leave my wallet in my car. There's a lot of crazy people out there that might get in your car.
No, so I want you to come there and bring my stuff, whatever, there.
Well, you know what? I want a Mercedes. What? I want a $70,000 Mercedes, but I'm not going to get it, am I? Because I don't have that kind of money.
What?
Nothing.
Are you coming there or do I call police?
Oh, don't call the police. I was just joking with you. I didn't get in your car.
You didn't get in my car?
No, I was just joking. I'm just joshing with you. I was never in your car.
No, it's locked, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I didn't check it. We just put a note on your car. And then we thought we'd say something silly when you called us.
No. Oh, please don't joke around because I'm going out, you know.
Yeah. Well, is your wallet really missing?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Don't be a scam artist.
Huh?
Don't be a scam artist.
No, it's missing.
What? Why is it missing? Where was it?
No, did you? So what actually you did? I want to know.
Oh, I didn't do anything. I was in my car the whole time playing my virtual reality game.
And so how you know that my car is locked? I mean, unlocked.
I'm just guessing. No, I mean, I don't think it was unlocked. I didn't go in your car, okay? I think somebody else stole your wallet.
So you didn't get into my car?
Well, is your wallet in there?
No.
You better check again.
You hit my car from outside, right?
I may have taken your wallet out of the center console and hid it underneath the seat.
Say again?
I think I took your wallet out of the center console and hid it underneath your seat.
Okay.
Just for a joke.
No, I'm not in a mood of joke, okay? So okay. Do you want me to call police or...
No, don't call the police because we were just joking. I just left a note on your window.
Yeah.
So make sure you tell the police. We just left a silly note on your window, but we didn't get in your car. And nothing is missing from your car.
No.
Because nobody was in there.
You said you were in there, right?
No, I was just joking around.
Are you joking around before or now?
But, I mean, you should have called the police already. If your wallet's missing, I think you should call the police and tell them about your wallet.
No, because as you're saying that, like, you're getting to my car and blah, 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 my car was locked, so I don't know how come you get in there.
I didn't get in your car.
That's what I was thinking. I mean...
Yeah, it's a joke. It's all a joke. It's just a joke. We're just joking around.
I understand joking is good, but shouldn't be... What if I'm, already stressed with something,
Yeah, well, now you're going to be less stressed because guess what? I didn't break in your car, and now you don't have to be stressed about that. You're welcome. Ta-da! I did something nice for you.
No, you said you didn't wreck my car, or you wrecked my car?
No, I didn't get it. I didn't do anything to your car.
But you hit my car, right?
Oh, no, we just left a note on your car, and that's all.
So, why you left the note?
We're just joking. It's a joke. We work for the radio station 101 The Butt, and guess what?
Hey, lame-o! You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show. 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best.
Yeah, slamming is what we do best. We butt slammed you.
Oh my god.
Oh, I got you so good.
You scared me. I mean,
I got you good.
No, you owe me a Starbucks coffee now, okay?
Okay, I'll leave it in your car next time you're at Costco.
Well, it's not going to park all the time there, so.
Okay, well. I hope you enjoyed our joke. You're going to be on the radio tomorrow.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't display that.
Yeah, we're going to put you on the radio.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite radio station? Is it 101 The Butt?
Well, which one?
101.1 The Butt.
Usually I go for country music,
Yeah, that's what we play here on 101.1 The Butt.
Okay.
Can you say...
So what time? I'm going to hear that.
My name is Jasper, and I listen to 101.1 The Butt.
How do you know my name?
You left it on the voicemail. And also, I saw it on your car registration in your glove box.
Car registration in my mailbox? My glove box?
Glove box, yeah. When I was in your car.
There's not any of my name there.
I'm just kidding. That's just a joke. I didn't get in your car. You're on the radio. Ha ha ha.
You have a very, very wonderful, scary night, okay?
Okay. I hope you have a scary night, too. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Mwah, 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 mwah. Mwah. I love you.
Hi, Roy. It's Carla calling. You left a note on our car. You can get in touch with me at 613. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note on your car about the ding.
Oh!
Yeah, it was about 4 weeks ago. Sorry it took so long.
Where actually did you hit the car?
Kind of where the gas tank is. I was filming a YouTube video called Donkey Punching Gas Tanks Gone Wrong, Gone Sexual.
Okay.
And it's just a prank, that's all. But I punched really hard, and I dented the car, right where the gas tank is. I was trying to punch it.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I was punching it repeatedly over and over, and just I didn't think it would dent it.
I didn't even notice that, you know that?
Yeah, I don't know. The video did really good, though. I got over 500 views on the video. It's practically viral.
Practically viral.
Yep.
Well, man, I'm looking at it right now, and I don't see... Are you sure it was my car that you did that to?
Yeah, I was punching the gas tank. Are you looking at the gas tank?
The gas tank?
Yeah.
Or the gas tag, where you put the gas in on the side of the car?
Well, both a little bit. I was punching it from the inside of the tank.
From underneath the car?
No, from the inside of the tank. It's for a prank video for YouTube.
Yeah?
I was donkey punching it from the inside.
Oh, well, I don't see any damage on the car.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you probably wouldn't see it since it's on the inside of the tank. But, yeah, it's probably okay if it's...
Well, like I say, when we got the note, I looked it all over, and I didn't see anything.
That's great. You did a good job. Good way to go on that thing that you did, where you looked it all over and then called me and left a message.
I'm a retired mechanic by trade.
Old man story mode activated.
Wow. And it's my sweetie pie, and when I saw that, it was a day after, I guess, because I went out and I looked all over the car, and I don't see anything at all.
Yeah, I was just donkey punching the hell out of your gas tank. That's all.
Gas tank.
Yep.
Gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You see, to me, when you're saying gas tank, the gas tank is underneath the vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, I was inside of it.
How the hell did you get inside of it?
Oh, don't worry about it. It was for a video, so it worked out. We know how to do things and whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyways, I don't see any. I didn't see any damage on the car at all.
That's great. I'm glad.
So there.
Okay.
So you actually made a video of my car.
Yeah, yeah, it's on YouTube, and it's got over 500 views.
And what's it called?
It's called Donkey Punching Gas Tank Gone Wrong / Gone Sexual. We put both of those terms in to get more hits.
Okay, now I finally got...
Type into YouTube, Donkey Punching Gas Tanks Gone Wrong.
Donkey Punching... Gas tank?
Yes, uh-huh.
Gone wrong?
Yeah, or gone sexual. Either one will work.
I'll have to check it out.
Are you trying it right now?
Eh?
Are you trying it right now?
No, I just wrote it down. When it comes to computers, it takes me a long time. I'm old school.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, but I will definitely have a look at it. But no, man, like I say, after I got the note and looked it all over, I couldn't find nothing.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad. Maybe the dent just popped back out or something.
Okay, well, like I say, I didn't see anything, so...
Yeah, it might have been under the car or behind it, or I was rolling back and forth underneath the car a lot.
Oh, I never checked underneath.
Yeah, yeah, and my I had my friend with me. He was filming from inside your car, like in the back seat, like out the window.
The car was open.
Well, we opened it, you know. Because we wanted to film from the perspective of someone inside the car.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh, I didn't even know. And it was locked?
Well, yeah, but we used a Slim Jim to unlock it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then, you know, we just so the video would look better, and then we were driving it around.
Driving it around?
Yeah, so the scenery would be better out the windows while he was filming. You know, you don't get 500 views by just sitting still.
So you're now, it's gone from a note on my car that you put a dent in it, to now you tell me that you broke into my car and you took it for a drive?
Well, we didn't break in, really. We just took it for a quick drive, just for the video. It's for the video. We got 500 views on it.
Well, regardless, man, you broke into my car and you took it for a drive?
Yeah, but you'll see on YouTube how funny it is. It's really funny, and your car
is
like...
Well, I don't really give a fuck how funny it is. What I'm concerned about is you broke into my car and took it for a drive.
Yeah, but your car is like the star of this video. Your car is practically viral.
I don't really give a shit whether my car is the star of a fucking video, man. The fact of the matter is that you broke into my car and took it for a drive kind of pisses me off.
Well, we put gas in it after. It's the least we could do.
Well, they said they broke into it and then took it for a drive to do their stupid video. And how did they
get it? Oh, it's not a stupid video, sir. It's a viral video.
Well, I'm old school and I don't like computer shit. What I'm concerned about is you're telling me that you broke into my car and took it for a joyride.
We didn't break into it, yeah, but we just took a quick joyride.
Well, how the hell did you get into it then if it was locked?
Well, we just used a Slim Jim.
Well, you broke into my fucking car.
Not really, because we brought it back. And,
well,
and
really, how the hell do you say that it's not really that you didn't break in my car when you used the Slim Jim and you took it for a drive without my consent?
Well, you didn't even notice.
Well, because I got back to the car and I didn't notice.
Yeah, once you see the video on YouTube, you're not going to care anymore because it's so good. It's a good
video. Oh, yeah. No, man. No, you don't know me that well. I care.
No, we've gotten like 30 comments on
it. If you would have asked me, that might have been something else. But for you to turn around and now tell me that you stole my fucking car.
I didn't steal
it. To do a video.
It was for a video.
Yes, you did. Did you have my permission to get into my car and take it for a drive?
Well, of course not. I don't even know you.
Well, then how can you say that it's not joyriding? And what happened if you would have got into an accident on the fucking road in my car?
That would have sucked. We probably would have had to go to the hospital or something.
Yeah, and then where would I have been?
Well, you have insurance. It's not a big deal, but we didn't get in an accident.
I have insurance for what?
I'm a good driver. It's not like I'm going to crash it.
I don't give a shit what you are. You took my car for a drive.
Well, would you rather?
This is what you're telling me.
Would you rather a bad driver take your car?
I wouldn't want anybody to take my car.
But if you had to make a choice, you'd rather have a good driver or a bad driver.
Oh, that's beside the point, man.
Yeah, so you
that's
do care.
That's beside the point.
I win.
But anyways, I didn't see any fucking damage on it, so
talk
to you later.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Aw, poor Canadian guy. Nobody ever wants me to make it big with my TikTok channel doing viral videos. All right, so we have one last call here, and then it's time for the show to end. This last one is an old one. This is from the early days of Ding Timber, probably around 2012 or so. This is one that has three of us in it. It starts out with Matt Hillock. He's going to be the angry drunk, and then we'll be bringing in Samantha as the abused spouse. And finally, it will end with me as a lawyer for Gerbil and Associates. This is a good one. The guy gets angry all three times.
Yeah, hi, Roy. This is Sal. Roy, can you give me a call? I'm the one that you hit the car. Call me at 20162. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sal. Hello? This is Roy.
Yes, it is.
You left a message?
Hey, hi, Roy. How you doing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, when exactly did you hit it? Because there was a couple little things. I didn't know which one.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, near the rear.
I don't think, Roy, give me your phone number for, in case I lose contact with you.
312-952-5632.
Yeah,
I'm just in town doing some contract work in there. But, you know, if you wouldn't have parked like such a jackass, it might not have happened, you know?
Excuse me? That I parked like a jackass?
Or what? Maybe your fucking wife did. I don't know. You know?
You know, I don't like the way you're talking with a tone of voice. I mean, to say something like that. I mean, I parked in the middle. There was hardly anybody around me when I parked.
Really? Likely story. Were you a little liquored up or something? You don't even know what you was doing?
No, I don't drink. I mean, I don't even appreciate what you're saying and how you're talking.
You don't drink. What are you, a little Nancy? A Nancy?
Like I said, you know, I'll speak to you, you know, right now I'm in the store shopping right now.
I'll call you back later. No,
Roy, I don't even think there's anything wrong with the car. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay.
I'm not looking for anything. You know,
well,
I don't
If you're not looking for anything, finish up your shopping there, Nancy, all right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Roy's wife. What did you just say to him?
I don't know. He started saying something to me. He said, did your wife fucking park like crooked? He said, where were you all liquored up? I said, I don't drink. He says, you don't drink? What are you, a Nancy? I mean, is this guy off the wall?
After he got off the phone with you, he slammed his beer against the wall and then he sucker punched me.
He sucker punched you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a problem here.
Can you come help me?
What is Roy's phone number?
It's 201.
Right.
6-9.
No, that's my number.
I don't I'm too confused right now. My head hurts so much.
Where is Roy? What is
and
Roy's
you,
number?
It's your fault. I'm gonna sue you. This is all your fault. I want $1 million now. How am I gonna get my brain cells back?
Okay, good. I'll get the police and we'll straighten this right out. I'll be calling the police right now and we'll straighten this right out.
I want my money.
You want your money for what? Your husband hit my car.
Yeah, and then he hit me, and they're both your fault because you don't know how to fucking park.
Hello?
Hello, this is Richard Cardo. I'm a attorney here at Gerbil & Associates, and I'm just calling on behalf of my client. She's intending to sue you for $1.2 million for spousal abuse, and we're going to need your address so we know where to send this subpoena.
What the hell are you talking about? Who is this?
My name is Richard Cardo. I'm with Gerbil & Associates in Jersey City.
You know, I think this is all, you people are all crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Some woman just called me up saying her husband just hit her. Her husband hit my car the other day in the parking lot and left his phone number in my windshield.
Well, my client...
And he just called me now. He just called me now, half intoxicated, yelling at me over the phone, and I don't even have anything wrong with the car.
My client, says you had done a bad parking job, and that's not what we're going to sue you for. We're suing you for spousal abuse because you caused
a bad parking job. I was parked in a normal spot, and what are you talking about suing me? How the hell are you suing me for what?
Well, for spousal abuse because she was punched in the eye.
Abuse? What are you talking about? Spousal abuse? Are you all crazy?
She was sucker punched, sir. Right in the face because of your phone call. And you're not helping your case by yelling at me because I can see exactly how this happened now. And I'm recording this call.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. This is a prank call.
This is not a prank call, sir.
This is a prank call. You know what? Have him give me a call when he sobers up.
No, we need your address, sir. You're going to prison.
I'm going to get the police involved.
The police are going to be involved because you're going to prison for spousal abuse. And we're going
to
be suing you for
$1.2
million. That's exactly...
Are you crazy? Do you understand what you're saying?
You can call me crazy if you want, but at least I don't go around hitting women, sir.
Yeah, so he hit his wife? And what's that got to do with me?
That was your fault because of your phone call. You incited spousal abuse. And that's why we're going to sue you for $1.2 million.
You know, listen, when you get your life together, give me a call sometime, all right? In the meantime, stop calling
my
me.
My life's together. I'm a lawyer with Gerbil & Associates.
I don't know who you are. As far as I know, you're a prank phone caller calling me up, threatening me over the phone. Don't threaten me over the phone.
I'm not threatening anything. I'm just saying you're going
to
prison for life.
Me, telling me you're going to throw me, you're going to send me to prison. Because his wife hit him?
We need your address for the subpoena, sir.
You call me when they sober up.
Every time I listen to that one, I feel like we're talking to a Jerky Boys victim. I'm pretty sure that same guy talked to Saul Rosenberg back around 1990 or so. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's wonderful world of prank calls. That's Ding Timber for you. You've probably heard a Ding Timber show on here before, but that was a brand new Ding Timber show, brand new calls.
We have so many ding timber calls now. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. Most of today's calls came from the Snowplow Show, and you can find that at snowplowshow.com. We're going to end today's show with a song by The Pill. I'm pretty sure this song is about dinging somebody's car. This is called Woman Driver.
Sorry, sir, I appear to have hit your car. Of confession, but I can't read or write, and I'm not insured, so I have to leave the dent in your door. Oopsie dee dee, I didn't mean it, she didn't mean it. Oopsie dee dee, I didn't mean it, she didn't mean it. We just kissed, touched lips, bum tips, she didn't mean it. We just kissed, touched lips, bum tips. Have hit your car. My beater, your banger, you left me on full beam. I stumbled, I fumbled, and I also stole your panic. Please be nice, I'm just a girl with big tits. Oopsie TV.
Doing anything to that water heater.